7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Hello. It is 1930 UTC. And that's my favorite time of the day because that's the time we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello and welcome once again to another extremely exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. Hello. I am not Hello Kitty. I wish I was, though. Okay, so yeah, I'm just the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like drinking tea, so let's pour some. Ooh, it looks nice and hot. This is the first tea I've had today. What do we got? Oh, yeah. Yeah, daddy. That's for me. Oh, it's the good old Dahong Pao again. Yeah. Been on a pretty serious Dahong Pao kick the last few days. Oh, it's so delicious. It's so good. But what are we doing? I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for Dubious Goals Committee today. I had a sort of a strange night. And, yeah, so that's happening. And the weather is weird again today. Weird in that it's sort of rainy. It did rain overnight quite a bit. Well, when I say quite a bit, slowly. Slowly but surely. And we do have a decent temperature today. It's about 15 degrees, but it's very humid. I'm not going outside. So I'm just going to put the teacup in the teacup pocket of my shirt. Grab the teapot, and we're going to leave this room. Because I want to go into the other room. What's in the other room? Yeah, nothing. Just the cat sitting around. Yeah, right here in the synth zone. So I guess we're not going to do any synth today unless the cat moves. Oh, I do have some football that I need to watch today. But I'm between games right now. I did get up a little late, but I managed to catch what I needed to catch. And so now I just need to, I don't know, figure out what the hell we're doing. Oh, let me sit down here. Okay. All right. Oh, hi, baby. Here comes Pippa. There goes Pippa. I guess Pippa's going into the other room to get a delicious drink of water. Or maybe some Ducky Chunk snacks. Oh, okay. So what am I doing today? I have no idea. I am unprepared. Unprepared for Dubious Goals Committee. Because the funny thing is last night I thought of something. Last night I vaguely remember. Oh yeah, we should talk about that on Dubious Goals Committee. And I should probably write it down so I don't forget. And did I write any of that down? No, of course I didn't. Oh, wait, here comes Pippa again. Hi, what are you doing? Do you want to get in the kitty business, Pit? Yes, you do. Look, get in here. All right, So now I have a blanket draped over my legs. Now you get in here, you get in that kitty business pet. There you go, that's a good kitty. Now we can do some kitty business. Hi, hello. You're a good baby kitty. It's kitty time. So that's good. It's good, hon dingins. Yes, it is. Where'd I put that tea? Oh, there it is. Ah, yeah. Don't bump my elbow when I'm drinking the tea.
That's dangerous.
That's how tea gets spilled. Good tea. Good tea. It's gonna be a... Jeez. It's gonna be a sinusy day today. That's the humidity. It's the air pressure. It's everything conspiring to make my sinuses do weird stuff, which is fine. I like sneezing. Sneezing is pretty fun. Don't you think so, Peppa? And this is when I look longingly over at my synthesizer on the other side of the room, which is now available to be played, but I can't get up because I got a cat in my lap. Right, so the cat has figured out how to get me to not play synth. Either go sit in the synth zone or sit on me, and that way I can't play any synth. Why are you trying to keep me away from my simps, dingins? You're a dingins. So we got the dingins. That's a good baby. Yeah, I kind of wanted to go outside today. I really did. But I guess that's just not going to happen. Why do we have so much rainy days these days, dingins? Pippa doesn't know why it's raining. We had a little bit of sun. Was that yesterday? Yeah, it may have been yesterday. We had a little bit of sun at about the right time when the cat could have gone up to the bass amp and slept in the sun in the window, but she didn't. She stayed down here in the synth zone, so I couldn't do any synthin'. Oh, such a crazy baby. You're a good kitty, though. Such a good kitty. And what did we do last night? We had some fun. We were watching the motorcycle races. We were watching the last Supercross race of the season. That was fun. Although it was sort of boring in a way because our guy already won the championship and he didn't even bother racing last night. Not because he was being a jerk or anything, but because he actually does have a knee injury. And so that was interesting race, huh, Dingins? And then, Malcolm Stewart got third. That's good. Anyway, so yeah, there was some racing last night, and it occurs to me, Pippa, is there supposed to be some racing now? Don't we have an F1 race that we need to be paying attention to? Pippa says, yes, we gotta check for the F1 race. When is it on? And so we have to now look at the TV and see, hey, when is the race on? Well, it's not on this channel right now, and then beach volleyball is on, and then hockey is on the other sports channel, and then some basketball, and then more beach volleyball, and then a fight, and then cornhole, and then women's basketball and baseball on the other channel. Pippa, where's the damn race? Oh, you know what? Hi, yes, I bet they're putting it on channel 8. What do you think? Do you think it's on channel 8? Pippa's looking at me saying, where in the hell's the damn race? So we have to go down and look at channel 8, which is currently on baseball, and then will be USL football. There we go. It's not on 8. It's on 9. It's on channel 9. Oh. And it starts at sort of an annoying time, and I might just accidentally miss half an hour of it. That's no good. That's no good, huh, Peppa? Peppa says, okay, well, I'll watch the first part of it for you, and then we can watch the rest. So, okay, that's good, baby. Okay, so what do we got going on these other channels? We got, oh, look, it's Eddie Murphy as the cook. And what else do we got? Dang it, what's on TCM? Oh, huh, Imitation of Life. This is actually a really good movie. It's a good movie, huh, Dingens? Oh, it's just about to start. Huh. Oh, well. Do you feel like watching it, Peppa? No? Okay.
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Uncle Grandfather. Al?
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Higher.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald Tron.
Okay, Brenda?
Funded.
Present. Astronomic kit. Present. Ghost bail. Ghost bail. Uh-oh, tardy again. Oh, ghost bear. I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent. Forever.
Oh my God, Ghost Bear killed Ted. Oh jeez, that wacky Ghost Bear. Anyway, it looks like we had some kind of weird Blenda extended remix there. We went from Kiari Pamyu Pamyu doing Dodonpa into all kinds of weird Blenda business, but... You know, now that I've got the Kiari Pamyu Pamyu in my system, I think I need some more. And I think we need to hear Invader Invader. That sounds synthy or something.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That was Invader, Invader by my girlfriend, Kyari Pamyu Pamyu. Hi, konojo desu. Oh, why do I love Kyari Pamyu Pamyu so much? Oh, she's not really my girlfriend, but I wish she was. And I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you sicko, that little girl is 12 years old. No. No, she's not. She's 30. Do I need Kyari Pamyu Pamyu as my girlfriend? I think I do, but it's not that I need Kyari herself so much as I need a young woman who wants to pretend that she's 13 years old and dress up in wacky clothing. And if I could just have that, then I'd be back up on top of the charts with chart-topping hits and about drinking tea. Oh, I need some talent. And I mean that in multiple ways. I need talent, and I also need talent. Maybe it's my lack of talent that's keeping me off the top of the charts. Who knows? C'est très mystérieux. Good tea, though. The problem with having an act like Kyari Pamyu Pamyu, though, is you're going to be spending all your money on costuming. That's the one downside. And yes, it's true that I am something of a costumer. I have worked as a costumer in the past. That doesn't necessarily mean I want to make costumes. If I've got, you know, KPP, if I've got the Kyari Kyari Pamyu, I mean the Kyari Pamyu Pamyu, I want to be making the music. I don't want to be making the costumes. So what I need is, not only do I need a Kyari Pamyu Pamyu analog, I'm also going to need like 3, maybe 4 hardcore cosplayers just to make up all the weird costumes. Huh. So yeah, the budget the budget goes to the costuming. I gotta put a show together. I need to get a show together. And I keep thinking, yeah, gotta go big. No, Tobe. Keep it small. Micro show. A show that only takes 1 carload of equipment. No trucks. Just, you know, like the back seat of a car and, you know, maybe the trunk. You know, the little show. Little show with big impact. So I guess I need some more visuals or something. I was sort of thinking about this yesterday a little bit too. What am I gonna do? Sure, I can produce plenty of music, but that's all I want to do. I don't want to make a show. I don't want to have to come up with visuals. I don't want to have to build a video synth and then do video synth stuff, and I don't want to bring a video system to the concert hall, and I don't want to do that. I think the solution here is projectors. Projectors and computers. I don't know, but then I gotta get a computer, and I gotta start hauling computers to the gig. Okay, well, maybe the secret is Raspberry Pis. You know, just get a Raspberry Pi and make it into a video synthesizer, or just get it to run weird graphics stuff like AlgoDoo or whatever the open source equivalent of AlgoDoo is. I know there is one. But then I gotta program stuff, and that's okay. I could do some programming, I suppose, but I don't know. I don't even know what the theme of my new show is. Actually, I sort of do. My latest philosophy of music, or my latest philosophy for creativity, I thought of this the other day. It's basically the building sandcastles on the beach philosophy. You know, if you're gonna do architecture, again, this goes into my argument about permanence being the downfall of art. The permanence is what makes art bad. And I'm not going to launch into those reasons, but if we use the analogy of architecture to music, sandcastles. Don't bother building the Roman Colosseum. It's going to last too long. Build a sandcastle. You know, you don't have much time. The tide's coming in. You gotta get it together, you slap it together as fast as you possibly can. It's gonna fall apart half the time. You gotta shore it back up. And then no matter what you do, it's still gonna decay into nothing. And that's how I'm making my music these days. Improv. Improvisational music, you create it here, now, then. There's no arranging, there's no composing, there's no nothing. It's just play the damn music and no saving it. If it gets recorded, yeah, fine, it gets recorded, but otherwise, it's gone. If you didn't hear it while it was played, you missed it. But what you didn't miss is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. But now it's over. My name's Tobe. I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.